There's a law don't change another's mind when all I see is the hiring time.
We're glad you're here. While you're in town, enjoy the great.
Good evening. We're glad you've joined us here on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network. I'm Carl Nathy, courtside at Rupp Arena. This is the 2024 UK Healthcare KHSAA Boys Basketball Sweet 16. The eighth and final opening round game will be played starting in 15 minutes from right now. It's the ninth region champion, Newport, going against the 10th region champion, Campbell County. So a battle of Northern Kentucky schools in the games played thus far today. It was Harlan County making their first appearance in nearly 30 years in the Sweet 16, are winning the game 67-59 over the defending champions from Warren Central. Then later on this afternoon, it was Evangel Christian of Louisville 71, Butler County 60. And tonight, in our first game of this twin bill, Trinity of Louisville 50, Pulaski County 43. So these are the seven in the semi, or rather in the quarterfinals on Friday. Magoffin County, Great Crossing, Lyon County, Adair County, all winners yesterday. And today the winners, Harlan County, Evangel Christian, and Trinity. So the Newport Campbell County winner will take on Harlan County tomorrow in the second semifinal, or I should say in the 6 p.m. quarterfinal. Getting ahead of myself there with the tournament. But it's exciting so far, a lot of close games. We expect a great one tonight. On the call, the veteran WKYT and UK Sports Network broadcaster Dave Baker on the play-by-play. Cameron Mills, his partner on the network. And Cameron, of course, a two-time national champ at Kentucky. They'll have the call. We'll hear the coaches' pregame thoughts in just a moment. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Smart Food shoppers know quality, convenience, and value. And that's what you'll always find when shopping at Allen's IGA. USDA fresh store ground beef from Round is specially priced for just $4.99. Honeycrisp apples are only $1.49 a pound. And two bottles of Sweet Baby Ray's barbecue sauce is just $3. That's right, two bottles of Sweet Baby Ray's for only $3. Don't miss these specially priced grocery items at Allen's IGA, downtown Moorhead. IGA.
Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead is ready for spring. Ace 2-gallon home and garden sprayers are $17.99 after awards card. A 6-cubic-foot dual-wheel steel wheelbarrow is $119.99. Ace steel-tine or polytine leaf rakes are $11.99 each. Ace fiberglass handle yard and garden tools, your choice for $21.99 each. Get spring ready today at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Bloomingsburg Road at I-64 in Moorhead. Ace is the helpful place.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
Your mission, should you decide to accept it, is to find the best place to get a quick loan, the best place to buy or sell a firearm, the best place to buy jewelry, the lowest prices on cell phones, laptop computers, televisions, and much more. The best place to buy fishing gear, the place with 10-month layaway that's open 7 days a week for your convenience. Your mission is to visit Bypass Pawn in Moorhead, Kentucky. This message will self-destruct.
This Sweet 16 broadcast sponsored in part by Moorhead Tourism.
Back on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Radio Network with Coach Rodney Stamp from Newport. I know you're not satisfied to be here, but it is a measure of great accomplishment to be here.
Absolutely. You know, it's an accomplishment coming out of one of the tougher regions in the state. You know, playing against, you know, some heavy hitters, some top 10 teams in our region. So that's always a huge accomplishment. Like we always talk about, our region's about as challenging as a state tournament here.
It is. And you guys have that region that's challenging, but yet you went outside the region and played some challenging games as well.
Yeah, we did that. We were trying to, one of the really unique things was, you know, be, you know, playing over in Lawrenceburg, Indiana, where we got, we were able to play 2 days, 4 games in 2 days.
Yeah.
So that's kind of neat, kind of, you know, a type of state tournament atmosphere. So we like that. And then, of course, you know, we got, went down and played the King of Bluegrass, always an awesome event, and played against some good teams. And then we, you know, had some tough teams on our schedule that we wanted to, you know, invited to play, right, like Huntington to Prep and
sure,
team out of Cleveland, that was tough. So, you know, we just get the main thing was trying to get exposure for our kids.
Exactly. And it worked too.
Yeah, yeah, it helped out for sure. I mean, it's really helped out, you know, our the Kenny kid, sophomore, you know, he's one of the probably top, he's top, one of the top players in state, yep, in any class. So that helps out. And of course, gets exposure for some of our other guys that go and play. And so it's been great so far.
Let's talk about Kenny. What do you think?
I mean, I'm hoping he's able to play, and I know he's
Game-time decision?
Yeah, he's definitely wanting to play more than all of us, for sure. I mean, you know, he's a key part of what we do. He's just the success that we've had, and he's just like when he went down against Cooper. I mean, he's such a humble kid. He was just happy for his teammates. He's such a good kid, and he works hard, and so we hope he gets out there and feels good.
And it's a hamstring, right?
Yeah, it's a hamstring. I think it's like a grade one hamstring. I don't know. I'm not a trainer, so I don't know.
I guess the tough thing for you is, like, as an athlete, you know your body, okay?
Sure.
You know what's
mm-hmm.
there. You know when you can go. How do you manage as a coach? You know, is that adrenaline talking, or is he really ready to go?
Well, I mean, I think that, you know, we'll know, because, I mean, when he got hurt, he fell to the ground, stopped the game 50 right. seconds in. So if he's moving and you can tell and he's not hobbling or... You know, we've watched him enough in practice and in games and had him for 3 years that we'll be able to tell if he's able to really go. I mean, we don't, you know, the kid's got, you know, he's got a lot more basketball ahead of him. So.
Absolutely.
But
yes.
I know he's his expectations are so high. He's always talked about a state championship, not just getting here. He
yeah.
wants, you know, he's on another level mentally, which is great.
No matter how much he is or isn't able to play, what do you guys have to do to be successful tonight?
Got to take care of the ball. The main thing, I think, is got to rebound. We've got to really box out and rebound. Possessions will be key. They run their stuff. They've got five or six seniors. They're patient. We'll have to play smart. We'll have to execute and try to get them to play the way we want to play.
Coach, thanks so much.
Yeah,
best of luck
you.
To you. All right, we're coming back in a minute on the Sweet 16 Radio Network from Morgan & Morgan.
Each 8-ounce glass of milk contains 13 essential nutrients like 4 B vitamins to help you stay energized and 8 grams of high-quality protein to help you refuel and build lean muscle. This season, we proudly announce the Dairy Alliance as the official milk partner for high school championship events. To learn more about milk's balanced nutrition, visit thedairyalliance.com. thedairyalliance.com.
Clark's Cares. Clark's Pump and Shops gives back to the community it serves, which is why they are proud sponsors of the Kentucky High School Boys and Girls Sweet 16 at Rupp Arena. Clark's welcomes all the fans and wishes the participating teams the best of luck. And while you're here, be sure to stop in Clark's Pump and Shop locations for all your favorite drinks and snacks, and visit Clark's Cafe across from Rupp for lunch on the go. Freshly made ham, tuna, and chicken salad sandwiches. Clark's Pump and Shop. Return, refresh, refuel.
Hey, Kentucky basketball fans, this is Tom Leach, and as we enjoy this year's Sweet 16, let's take a moment to discuss something serious. Kentuckians dealing with a substance abuse disorder. If you or a loved one need assistance, trained specialists at the Kentucky Help Statewide Call Center are ready to connect you to the right resources. Call 1-833-8-KY-HELP today. That's 1-833-8-KY-HELP. A service of Operation Unite.
You can't always prevent an injury, but the right care the right way can make all the difference. If you're dealing with a sprain, strain, fracture, or just a tweak, stop by the Orthopedic Walk-In Clinic at UK Healthcare Turflin for expert care with no appointment needed. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to noon. UK Healthcare, the official healthcare partner of UK Athletics. Learn more at ukhealthcare.com/walk-in.
Back here on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Radio Network with Campbell County Coach Brent Sauter.
you talked on the call earlier this week about being with these kids since they were in third grade.
Yeah, it's a group that, I mean, they've come up through our kids' camps, our youth teams and things like that. So, and I just remember them as little kids saying they wanted to play at Rupp. So it's pretty special to be able to see them realize that dream and to help them realize that dream.
In this day and age when kids want to move around a little bit, when parents are looking for better spots for their kids sometimes, rightly or wrongly, it's got to be pretty special to keep that group together like this.
It really is. I mean, it's kind of an old-fashioned program in that way. Not right or not wrong or anything like that, but these kids, they just really committed to our program. The parents have been great. The support, seeing the community come together like that, it's been really special.
First time since 2019. What does it mean for this community?
It means everything. I mean, the spirit at school this week, the send-off we had this morning, it was a special thing, and hopefully we can play good tonight and get them back here tomorrow night, too.
Okay, so you went full Conan O'Brien, I believe. Talk to me about that.
Yeah, so the whole thing, our whole thing has been act as if. Conan O'Brien, that's a quote he had, act as if. Just like when you're in the moment, act as if it's completely normal. This is the way it's supposed to be, and just attack it like that. Have that mindset. So let nothing shake you.
I know that this is a big stage. I get all that and everything. But after what you guys went through in a regional to get here, I hate to go Hoosiers, but it's just a bigger building, right?
It is. That's all it is. I almost pulled out the tape measure. Yeah. But they overcame a lot of adversity in that overtime against Harrison County.
Yes, they did.
So we saw the heart that they have, and that's just that trust. They played together since third grade, so they have that trust in each other. So how
have you gone about preparing? I don't think we'll know until tip-off whether Kenny goes or not.
Yeah, so we've prepared as if he is playing. I think that's the right way to go. And like I said, we put a game plan together, and everybody has a plan until they get punched, but hopefully we can throw the first punch. So.
One final thing. What do you guys have to do tonight to be successful?
I think we have to rebound the basketball. We have to rebound the basketball, and then just if you get a shot, they're so good defensively. If you get a shot, just have confidence and knock it down.
Coach, thanks so much. Best of luck. Enjoy it tonight.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. That's Coach Brent Souter from Campbell County, and we're coming back in a minute on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Radio Network.
Cascade Jewelry is the place to go for sterling silver, gold, diamonds, jewelry repair service, and so much more. Accessories include the popular brands Bourbon and Bow Ties and genuine Ray-Ban sunglasses. Personal one-on-one service is Cascade's specialty. Family owned and operated since 1960, Cascade Jewelry, 2500 U.S. Highway 60, east of Moorhead. Like us on Facebook.
After more than 42 years on Clinic Drive, Cave Run Pharmacy has moved to 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead. There's plenty of parking and a drive-through window at the new location, and of course, the friendly staff you're used to seeing at Cave Run Pharmacy. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to noon on Saturday. Call 606-783-1511. Cave Run Pharmacy, now in their new location, 255 Old Flemingsburg Road beside Long John Silver's in Moorhead.
Teamwork is what it's all about. At the Citizens Bank, our team focuses on taking care of you. Whether it's purchasing a new home, growing your small business, consolidating credit card debt, or saving money for a rainy day, the Citizens Bank has got you covered. We have 5 convenient locations in Bath, Morgan, and Round counties, or call 1-800-780-4808. While some banks focus on money, we focus on you. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Moorhead State University is proud to sponsor this Sweet 16 broadcast.
The Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network is brought to you in part by Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. By Clark's Pump & Shop, the official fuel of the KHSA. Return, refresh, refuel. And by Southland Dairy Farmers. Do you know the 13 essential nutrients in milk? Welcome in to Rupp Arena in downtown Lexington as we get you set for the final first round game of the Boys Sweet 16, brought to you by UK Healthcare. I'm Dave Baker. Tonight, our Clark's Pump and Shop starting lineups. First of all, for the champs from region number 9, the Wildcats of Newport. Number 1, Deshaun Anderson, a 6'4 junior, will start at 1 forward. Jabari Covington, 6-foot guard, a senior. Deshaun Jackson, a 6'2 senior. Griffin Starks, a 6'8 center, a freshman, he's a good one. And James Turner is a sophomore who'll start as well. We do not see Taylen Kinney in the starting lineup, and he is oh so crucial for the Wildcats. For the champs from region number 10 out of Campbell County, number 15, Garen Jackson. 21 is William Johnson. These are all juniors, seniors now. Jackson was a junior. 23 is Nathan Smith, a forward guard. 12 is Brock Sorgenfrey. Did I get that right, Cameron? I love that. And 25 is Connor Weinel. Brent Souter is the coach of the Camels. And, of course, Rodney Snapp, the coach of Newport Central Catholic. And those are our Clark's Pump and Shop starting lineups, brought to you by Clark's Pump and Shop, the official fuel of the KHSAA. And now, my broadcast partner, along with Carl Nathie on the sidelines, is Cameron Mills. Cameron, how about your Southland Dairy Farmers nutrients of the game?
Well, you've already brought it up, whether or not Tay Kinney's going to go. And I will say just things you notice. Everybody, he is not in the starting lineup. This is a 4-star athlete that's being highly recruited.
Yep.
He goes as Newport goes, but he's got an injury. Questions about whether he's going to play tonight. However, if you look at the tunnel for the introductions, he's the one player without his shooting shirt on. Like, he knows he's going to get in this game. I'll also say this about Newport. Back in the back, as they were leaving the court after their initial warm-ups, one team you could hear above everything else, and that was Newport. So whether Tay Kinney goes or not, this Newport team is hyped, excited, and ready to go. And obviously one of the best picks to win this and to give Great Crossing maybe a run for their money. But Campbell County's coming off that 10th region championship, win after one. So they've got a lot to play for here as well.
Terry Carter is our referee. Kyle Lovett is one of the umpires. J.R. Reed is the other. Jeffrey Ely is the alternate. You've got Newport in the white with the red trim. They'll be going from our left to right. And Campbell County in the black uniforms with the gold and purple trim. Another good crowd here at Rupp Arena tonight for what is the final first round game. And this will punch the final ticket to the Elite Eight here in the UK Healthcare Boys Sweet 16.
With Tay Kinney not going for Newport, that's a lot that's going to be added on to Jabari Covington, as he is maybe the next best player on this Newport team.
And Newport wins the opening tap. Covington gives it off. That's a sweet drive. And that's Deshaun. They call him DJ Jackson, who gets the first two in the game. Here come the Camels. Nathan Smith gives it off to Sorgenfrey. Now they swing it back around to Smith, right side. Here's Sorgenfrey. Now back out on top it goes. There's Sorgenfrey. Flash in the lane. Shot no good by Connor Weinel. Here comes Newport on the run. Touchdown pass, and it's a completion, and it's a stuff for Griffin Starks.
Again, the way Newport went in that went to the tunnel and go to the locker room, that's how they've come out, and they've been playing on defense and offense early.
Campbell County trying to run a little weave. Garen Jackson gets it back, almost loses it again. Nice pass down low, but no place to go for William Johnson. Gets it back, fakes the three, and he's fouled.
It's a great fake that time by Cole Johnson over there in the corner. Got James Turner up in the air and just landed on top of him. So a quick foul by the big man Turner.
Foul is against Turner. That's his first. And now Jackson sets it up as Newport stays in a man-to-man. Weinel looks for help. Can't find it yet. Back out on top to Sorgan Frye. He drives, has it stripped away. Newport looked to run, and now they set it up.
I like the way Newport plays defense. They are chatting the entire possession on D. They are looking to help, and they are talking.
DJ Jackson sets it up right of the key. Now he pulls up at the free throw line. Lost it as the ball was batted away by Johnson. Here comes Garen Jackson trying to work against DJ Jackson. Smith swings it back over to Johnson. No place to go. Nice defense there by Jabari Covington. Both teams have gone man-to-man. Here on the baseline, three-pointer up and kicks out. As Johnson couldn't get it to fall, it was rebounded by Jackson, who swings it back out. Drive to the basket won't go. And that was Nathan Smith, who was guarded well by Griffin Starks. Wildcats swing it back out, and now they get directions from Rodney Snap.
Jabari Covington pounding down in there to Turner.
Covington pulls up outside the free throw line and it rattles out. And here comes Campbell County looking to run. Smith gives it up to Jackson. Jackson can't create any room against DJ Jackson. Baseline drive, kicked it out, almost turned it over. Johnson gets it again. He kicks it back out, and that's a strong drive and a pretty two by Garen Jackson.
Campbell County needed that one. They needed just to settle down and get something in the lane, an easy layup. Newport is playing a tough man-to-man defense, and they are spreading it out, pushing Campbell County further and further away from the basket.
First basket of the night for the Camels, who trail 4-2. We've reached the 4-minute and 20-second mark of quarter number one. Covington. Now they swing it over to the far side, and they get it back out top to Starks. Now they go far side. Covington again gives it up top to Starks. Anderson goes back across the court. Newport content to change things side to side. An excellent man-to-man defense being played right now by Campbell County.
Great job by Campbell County. Again, they are forcing Newport into just looking and looking, and nothing has been there so far in this possession.
Covington gets the screen, tries to spin, nothing there. Kicks out to Starks, and now they reset the offense with DJ Jackson.
It's going to be like a three-minute possession here for Newport.
Yeah. Hadn't seen much of that. Drive, shot fake. Nice closeout by Campbell County. Jackson wanted to put up the three, but then drove. And was defended nicely by Nathan Smith. And now Campbell County with a chance to tie. And they do as William Johnson brings it end to end.
All of that made by the half-court defense of Campbell County that time. We talked about Newport's defense. Campbell County, great response. Just keeping Newport out, not giving them any penetration, anything down the lane. Nothing to their bigs, forcing them into bad shot in an extra long possession.
Jabari Covington now hands off up top to DJ Jackson. Swing it around to Turner. Now back over to Covington. Covington puts it out on top to Jackson. Now Starks. A handoff again to Covington. He's looking to create. Starks can shoot the three, but he doesn't right there. And Rodney Snap is really frustrated on the Newport sideline. Spin move. Turner can't get it to go, but he went and got his own miss, and then he's fouled. And that foul is going to go against Sorgan Frye. And here's what everybody's been waiting for. Taylor Kitty will come into the game, and he'll do so when we come back after our first media timeout. You're listening to the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Hi, this is Kevin Daly, 2024 Kentucky Teacher of the Year. If you've ever been in a classroom, you know that educators are difference makers. They teach our kids to dream and to achieve those dreams every day. Now's your chance to make a difference for an educator who's had a positive impact on your life or the life of your kids. Go to KEA.org and nominate a Kentucky educator for the Kentucky Education Association's Difference Maker of the Month. Nominate your difference maker at KEA.org.
Midway University has added many new degree offerings in the areas of business and health sciences. The new business offerings include accounting and concentration in the areas of finance, human resource management, leadership, and entrepreneurship. In health sciences, a timely new degree is now available in public health. This degree prepares students for a career in safeguarding the health and well-being of the public. All of these new programs are offered online in an accelerated format. Classes begin soon. Find out more at midway.edu.
The Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network is sponsored in part by the Southland Dairy Farmers. Energize your game with chocolate milk.
This sideline report brought to you by Clark's Pump & Shop. Looking at some statistics in terms of scoring of the teams in this Sweet 16, the best defensive team points against per game out of the 16 teams here is Newport, allowing only 48.7 points per game. Meantime, on the other side, Brent Souter in his first year as coach at Campbell County, taking over for Eric Russell, who had a great career there. And Brent's first year, 26-6 thus far. Back to Dave Baker.
Thanks, Carl. First free throw of the night, and it is bottomed by James Turner. But the young man will be watching his number zero, Talen Kinney, 6'1 point guard. He's one of the most outstanding sophomores in the state. In their game against Collins, he injured a hamstring. It looks like it's the right. They called it a grade one strain. And even as late as tonight, their coach said it would be a game time decision. And how about that decision right there?
The great three-point shot. A lot of great movement by Campbell County. Again, in and out. Always opens up those three-point lanes.
Sorgen Frye gets it to go, and that Campbell County's first lead at 7-6. Right back the other way, though. What a pretty move by Turner.
Like the way Newport cleared it out for Turner that time. There was no help defense coming to aid his defender, and he took it right to the basket strong, too.
So as late as my pregame interview, they were still saying that Kinney was a game-time decision, and let's see what he does. Here comes Campbell County back with a curl. Kick out for the three, and it's way long. And the putback, though, right on the money.
It's one of those three-point shots. They rebound long. Sometimes they rebound extra short. That was an extra short rebound right in, one step for a layup.
That was Sorgen Frye who got it to go. Franz checked in, and he was the young man who missed that three. Covington can't get it to go.
In Campbell County, give them a lot of credit. Newport came out just going hard, especially on defense. A lot of talking, a lot of chatting. They kind of, their energy's dropped a little bit here.
Kick back out. And now here's Jackson. Jackson gets it back out to Franzen. Here comes the drive by Sorgen Frye, and he gets it to go.
Hey, Kenny, bringing the ball up. 21 seconds. See if they're going to hold it, if he's going to go for the shot or defer to one of his teammates, Turner or Jabari Covington.
They're definitely going to go for the last shot. Looks like they're setting up that whole 1-4 look. Turner had it, gives it off, and gets it back. And Turner with the slam. 2 seconds. 1 second. The shot is no good. And it couldn't get much closer. We played one quarter of play, and it's Campbell County 11, Newport 10, on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
We at the Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books would like to take this quiet moment to invite you to join or rejoin our community. Stop by the Fuzzy Duck to meet friends for a cup of locally roasted coffee, to have a decadent treat, or to enjoy a healthy meal. Then drift into Coffee Tree Books to discover a new writer or an old favorite. The Fuzzy Duck, Coffee Tree Books, and a good yarn in Coffee Tree Books are open Monday to Saturday, 159 East Main Street, Moorhead, Kentucky. We look forward to seeing your smiling face.
In this world of constant updates, downloads, apps, and smartphones, it's a relief to find simple, easy, basic solutions. My name is Mitch Terrell with First Federal Savings and Loan, and we've been keeping things simple since 1963. With one-on-one interaction, we streamline your lending and savings needs. Come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Moorhead or call us at 784-4187 and be a part of our local experience. First Federal Savings and Loan. Simple, easy, basic solutions. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
Fans, listen throughout the tournament for Off the Glass Shots, brought to you by Right Way Auto Glass, Kentucky's premier auto glass provider. Campbell County with a 1-point lead, and they have the first possession of the second quarter. Smith kicks it back out on top, and he goes to Winel. Winel gets it back at the free throw line, and his jumper's too strong, and so we've seen Kenning out with an assist and that rebound.
Kenny looks like he's limping just a little bit. I was getting ready to say it doesn't look like that he was, but don't know if he tweaked something. That's just the way he's running, but he kind of ran down the court. Looked like he was favoring that hamstring a little.
You can see underneath his shorts, he's got some sort of sleeve on it or something. And back comes Newport, and that shot rolls around and kicks out for DJ Jackson. 11-10. No one has scored here in the second quarter. That was Xavier Fancher, 13, who just checked in. And that was a long miss by Winel. Here come the Wildcats. They go baseline. Covington couldn't do anything, and now they go back out top and set it up.
See if Campbell County can continue to play that good half-court defense.
Covington gets it back to Kenny. His three rattles off the back rim, no good. And he's laboring out there right now.
It looks like he is.
I don't know how much longer he's going to be able to go.
He's not necessarily wincing, but he's definitely favoring his right hamstring.
I believe so. Back come the Camels. Drive, kick out. Winel trying to create. Has to kick it back out and gives it to Jackson. Jackson drives and pulls up, and that's a pretty shot.
See, the difference between Newport's D, Campbell County's, Newport's getting all kinds of openings. I mean, there are all kinds of gaps for Campbell County to drive in, and Campbell County's not allowing Newport to do that much. I mean, they're having to kind of force and bang their way down to the paint, whereas Campbell County's getting the kind of open looks all the way for penetration and into the paint.
Kenny goes down low to Turner. His baseline turnaround is no good. And Kenny is noticeably limping. He looked over to the bench last time down, but nothing doing. And once again, here come the Camels. Jackson kicks it out, and that's a three-pointer. And now Kenny is actually signaling to the bench and saying he needs to come out.
Yeah, I don't know if he tweaked it or what, but look, he's tried to go. Don't know if he's done for the game, but, yeah, I mean, you've got to get him credit for the effort. He went out. It was a game-time decision. They made the decision to put him in. He's lasted as long as maybe he could, but he's certainly limping much more so than he was when he walked to the scorer's table earlier.
Fancher, who just came into the game, hit that three-pointer. And the Campbell County lead is extended to 16-10. A lot of familiarity between these two teams. They're so close together in Northern Kentucky. Covington, crossover, pull-up, three-pointer, no. Newport has gotten some really good shots. They just haven't been able to get them to fall.
Yeah, they're not falling off the rim the way they were maybe in the first, minute and a half. Campbell County, on the other hand.
By Garen Jackson, and they're going to take a full timeout as Campbell County has extended the lead to 18-10. We're coming back with more in a minute at the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Hey, Kentucky basketball fans, this is Tom Leach, and as we enjoy this year's Sweet 16, let's take a moment to discuss something serious. Kentuckians dealing with a substance abuse disorder. If you or a loved one need assistance, trained specialists at the Kentucky Help Statewide Call Center are ready to connect you to the right resources. Call 1-833-8-KY-HELP today. That's 1-833-8-KY-HELP. A service of Operation Unite.
At game time, you are what you eat. And a 3-ounce serving of beef provides 25 grams of protein, a requirement for building muscle. Then add 10 essential nutrients, including iron and vitamins B6 and B12 for energy and alertness. And you see what any athlete can tell you. Beef is what's for winners.
Sideline Report, brought to you by Clark's Pump and Shop, the official fuel of KHSAA. Newport on the short end of the 18-10 score right now. 4:52 to go first half, but they have really re-energized this program under head coach Rod Snapp. The last couple of years, two straight Region 9 titles after a 13-year drought. So the Wildcats of Newport are going to fight back and try their hardest in this ballgame. But injury, big time, Dave Baker.
Rodney Snapp grew up over in Indiana with that basketball tradition, played college ball there. And right out of the timeout, that's another good look for Newport, and DJ Jackson can't get it to go. 7-0 run so far for Campbell County to start this second quarter. And I don't know how long the drought has been for Newport, but it's growing and growing. Sorgan Fry backs out now. Gives it to Johnson. He dribbles to the top of the key. Leaves it for Jackson. Jackson dribbles with the left hand and calls thumbs down. Gets a screen up top from Sorgan Fry. Wildcats switch it. Here's Fancher, who hit that last three. Guarded by Covington. And now Jackson again. Covington switched off on him. And Campbell County seems content to run some clock. Drive toward the basket. That ball was batted away, but William Johnson was fouled. And they're going to call the foul on DJ Jackson.
Biggest change I've noted. And now that Campbell County has gone on this, 8-0 run, 7-0 run, seven points in this quarter to zero for Newport. But Newport is no longer talking on defense. You don't see the energy, you don't see the enthusiasm, and you don't see the conversations going on as they try to shut down Campbell County. It happened the first few possessions. That was obvious and noted. I mean, they were out there ready to play. But since Campbell's gone on this run, it's kind of taken the wind out of this Newport team.
Amante Lowe, a freshman for Newport, checks out. James Turner checks back in. And the run now is 8-0. And I've got to believe that the wind has been taken out of the sails of Newport with Kenny going out.
Well, the funny thing is, even with him not in, that there was, I mean, they were playing hard and playing well, but he came in and going out. You're probably right. It took something out, but they just can't get anything to fall.
Wow, Covington had a great look, made a great move, goes back up. Finally, he gets the bucket and he draws the foul.
Newport needed that big time just to kind of stop the bleeding here. Jabari Covington, if Tay Kenny's not going to be in the game, Jabari's going to be one of the ones they defer to more than anyone. And he's got to get going.
Noah Silverton, a 6'3 junior, checks in. And Covington now with a chance to finish the three-point play. And it kicks off the back rim. Neither team shooting free throws well. 3:15 to play in quarter number two. Final opening round game of the UK Healthcare Boys Sweet 16. 19-12, Campbell County over Newport.
A little more excitement there by Newport, shooting the gap, trying to get their hands on the balls and some deflections. They need energy. Again, it's not the same team that opened this game. For whatever reason, they've got to get it back in. Give a lot of credit to that to Campbell County, the way they have played and been very deliberate offensively and defensively.
If your leading scorer is out, you got to try to find another way to generate offense, right?
Yep. Covington, by the way, 1 of 5 from the field.
Sorgan Fry on the bounce. Goes into the photographers down low, and that's going to be a foul on Noah Silverton, who just checked in. Carl Nathie, let's take it away.
Timeout.
Hello, Carl.
Thank you, Dave Bakewell. Helps if you turn the microphone on.
Wow.
Yep. I know. Dr. Lyndall Dewberry, though, is going to help me snap out of it here. She's a pediatric surgeon at Kentucky Children's Hospital. And her first year on the staff at Kentucky Children's Hospital, part of UK Healthcare, came to UK last fall from Iowa City, where she was at the Stead Family Children's Hospital. That's the one that overlooks Kinnick Stadium there at the University of Iowa. Anyway, more to the point, Dr. Dewberry, you're starting an exciting new program here at UK Healthcare.
Yes, it's one of the reasons I wanted to come to Kentucky and provide a service that wasn't available before, which is adolescent bariatric surgery. Kentucky is, I think, the most obese or second most obese state in the country, and we weren't providing this service to the kids. So I think it's something that's really needed and really important, and so I'm starting up that service in the next year. And, you know, pediatricians all over the state will be able to refer to the University of Kentucky in Lexington, and we'll evaluate the patients to see if they are appropriate to undergo bariatric surgery, because it's so important to actually get kids when they're young before they develop all the complications related to obesity.
Going back to your training and your studies, why did you choose pediatric surgery? What attracted you to it?
The fact that you get to impact a kid not only in that moment but throughout their lifetime. It's incredibly rewarding, and working with kids is just so great. They're so fun, they're so innocent. It's just one of the best things you can do. Every day is a great day.
Last question. Collaborative atmosphere, a lot of teamwork at Kentucky Children's Hospital and UK Healthcare.
100%. Again, one of the reasons I chose to come to UK. Everyone here is great and really focused on providing the best care they possibly can to the kids of Kentucky.
Thank you very much, Dr. Lyndall Dewberry, pediatric surgeon, Kentucky Children's Hospital, UK Healthcare. We're ready to go back to the action. Dave and Cameron.
Thanks so much, Carl. Crazy, isn't it? But a pediatric bariatric surgeon. And anything we can do to help those kids, we're all for it. Missed both free throws. Newport down 19-12. They tried the lob, and it was blocked out front. Here comes Sorgenfrey again. He leaves it back for Jackson. Jackson hadn't been able to get a shot off, but now he does a three, and he does. Oh, he bottomed it.
Newport, the wind just been taken out of him. Whatever it was, whether it was Campbell County's defense, whether it was Tate Kinney going back, trying to go and going back out. But, I mean, they saw the two bigs from Newport literally jogging back on defense that time.
Drive, hits the bottom of the rim, and it's an offensive foul. Not only did G.J. Jackson not get the bucket, but he commits the foul.
There's nothing going Newport's way right now, but again, Campbell County making a lot of this happen themselves as they have come and responded to that 4-0, early 4-0 run by Newport when they look like they might, just from their energy, maybe run away with it, but Campbell County playing great basketball since then.
Campbell County has hit its last four field goal tries. Now they go inside, and the ball's taken away. Nice defense by the Wildcats. Now they try to run. Jackson over to the corner. Three-pointer for Griffin. Starks won't fall. Covington chases down the rebound. Now he goes toward the basket and is tied up, and they call it a jump ball. And the arrow points the way of Newport.
A lot of hands in there. Looks like a tough call one way or the other, but either way, Newport retains possession.
Turner on the inbounds. Leaves it for Covington. He spins in the lane, puts his shoulder down, and can't connect. But a loose ball is picked up. Shot again won't fall. My goodness, what a tough time they're having. Starks picked up that loose ball, and the Wildcats couldn't stick it in. Here's Foucher. He leaves for Smith. Back out front. Now they go back down to Connor Weinel, and he's fouled by Starks.
5 of 18 Newport is in this game.
Connor Weinel at the line. Got it. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
This Sweet 16 basketball broadcast on WIVY Moorhead is sponsored in part by your Scott Family McDonald's.
Second free throw. It's good.
Newport has not scored in the last 2 minutes and 8 seconds. It seems like a lot longer than that since I got a bucket.
I was getting ready to say it does. It seems definitely a lot longer than that.
Covington, long three, won't go, but how about that rebound? And 6'7", James Turner in perfect position, stuck it back in.
Turner just bailing out Jabari that time with a bad shot, or at least it finished bad, but Turner right there to stick it in for an easy basket. That's what Newport needs. Easy buckets.
Smith kicks to Sorgenfrey. Now they come back out top to Jackson. Smith dribbles to the top of the key between his legs. Looks to drive. Tried to pass it inside, but it was knocked away by DJ Jackson. Now the play comes from the Newport bench. Final 14 seconds of the first half. The Wildcats trail by 10. What happens here? They go back to Covington. One dribble. He backs it out. 3 seconds. They go across the court. Floater at the buzzer. Will not fall by Amonte Lowe. And that's the end of the first half. Campbell County took control early and hasn't let go. It's the Camels 24, Newport 14. Carl Nathan.
With the head coach of the Campbell County Camels, Brett Souter. Brent, how'd you feel about that first half?
I really like the way we're executing the game plan. The kids are defending hard. Gave them a few second chance points there, but overall, I'm pretty pleased.
Newport has really come on these last couple of years, winning the Region 9 title 2 years in a row. You know they might come, they're going to want to come back on you.
Oh, we know. It's going to be a heavyweight fight. I mean, they're going to come out and make a run. It's just going to be on us how we handle it.
Good luck.
Thank you.
All right. Head coach of the Campbell County team, Brent Souter, kind enough to join us. The Region 10 champions from Campbell County, 24. Region 9 champs, Newport, 14. We are at halftime. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
At First National Bank, we strive to make every person that walks through our doors feel like family, because to us, you are. For over 120 years, we have lived in and served the families of Kentucky with genuine care through the good times and the bad. Come and see the difference banking with family can truly make for you at any of our 7 locations, or visit our website at www.fnbgrayson.com. First National Bank, member FDIC.
At Holbrook Drug, we pride ourselves on our lightning-fast prescription service. Your time is valuable, so we make sure you get your medications quickly and accurately. But that's not all. Craving a delicious treat? Try our milkshake bar with over 36 flavors. And don't forget, our gift shop has everything from thoughtful gifts to everyday essentials. Holbrook Drug is your one-stop shop for health, happiness, and convenience. Stop in 208 East Main Moorhead and experience the Holbrook difference for yourself.
Did you know that one Kentuckian in six struggles with food insecurity? That's why Kentucky Farm Bureau has helped raise hundreds of thousands of dollars for the Kentucky Hunger Initiative. Contributions that help neighbors in need put food on the table. You see, Kentucky Farm Bureau does more than just insure homes and autos. We help ensure that our fellow Kentuckians get help when they need it most. Kentucky Farm Bureau, big on commitment.
Call Rowan County Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Larry Knepp, 783-1868.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm breakfast right before it ends.
Start your morning off right with a satisfying steak, egg, and cheese bagel, or add a steak patty to your other breakfast faves. Order in the app and get 30% off a purchase of $5 or more.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Valid once per day through 6/30/24 at participating McDonald's. Excludes taxes. Must opt into rewards.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
Sweet 16 basketball, sponsored in part by Porter Group Insurance.
Welcome back in live at Rupp Arena at Central Bank Center in downtown Lexington. Carl Nathy will be joined by a special halftime guest. In fact, he's been here part of the broadcast, but we look forward to it. A chat with Cameron Mills coming up. This halftime show brought to you by Clark's Pump and Shop, the official fuel of the Kentucky High School Athletic Association. Our Kentucky Beef Council Protein Power rebounder of the first half is Connor Weinel for the Campbell County Camels with 6 rebounds. Did you know, looking for a convenient snack to fuel your day? Add beef jerky to nuts, seeds, and fruit for a protein-packed snack. That message from the Kentucky Beef Council. And joining us, as promised, Cameron Mills. And Cameron, what about, first of all, the first half impressions? Campbell County up by 10.
I think everyone coming in that I talked to, Newport was kind of the second favorite to Great Crossing going into this tournament. And the way they started, I mentioned on air, I was back in the back here at Rep Arena, as I heard a team go by, and I heard lots of shouting, excitement, exuberation. And I didn't know which team it was, so I had to ask somebody. They said it was Newport, and I thought, all right, they're ready to play. And then you come out the first couple possessions, and they looked ready to play. I mean, they were defensively, especially, they were barking at each other in a good way, talking to each other, communicating, making rotations hard, crisp. I mean, just had a lot of intensity. Campbell County took it right out of them after that early 4-0 run. It's practically been all Campbell County now, up 24-14 going into the second half. Only 14 points by Newport. I think they average around 67. So they're not even on pace for that. But, yeah, a lot of credit to Campbell County, the way they just persisted, ran their offense, played deep. And then one possession down here, I think it ran for 3 minutes, and Newport wasn't able to get anything.
I think most people listening here on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network to the voice of Cameron Mills are well aware that you are part of the national championship tradition at Kentucky basketball, 1996 and 1998. But you also, two times, got here to the Sweet 16 with Dunbar High School here in Lexington.
Got here twice to the finals, actually. That was I've often wondered, like, being a part of the Sweet 16, would you rather, and I think I know the answer to this, would you rather go out in the first round, or would you rather make it to the championship game and have your heart absolutely broken? And over the many, many years, I think it's my 24th year being a part of this network, and over the many years doing this, I think I've decided it doesn't matter. I mean, if you go home and you're not champion, you got tears in your eyes either way, whether you go out in the first round, whether you go out in the championship game and you lose the Sweet 16 one way or the other, and it's heartbreaking.
We're going to talk about Kentucky basketball. Of course, that's going on as we speak. This is the 2024 UK Healthcare KHSAA Boys Basketball Sweet 16 on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
I can ride my bike with one arm.
7-year-old Cosair kid Addie is excited to tell you the fun fact about herself. Addie was born with amniotic band syndrome, which resulted in the loss of her left arm from the elbow down. The condition surprised her parents, who were overwhelmed by the unexpected medical costs. Thanks to your support of Cosair for Kids, Addie received the surgery she needed and is a spunky, active, thriving little girl.
Thanks for helping Cosair kids like me.
Will you help a Cosair kid today? Visit Cosair.org.
When you're at UK Healthcare Gill Heart and Vascular Institute, your heart is in the right place. We have the widest suite of heart services in Kentucky, from nutrition and exercise management to heart transplants. And with outreach clinics across the Commonwealth, you'll have convenient access to that care when you need it most. To learn more or to schedule an appointment, visit gillheart.com.
When life's accidents happen, call Right Way Auto Glass. Right Way will come to your location and complete your repairs the same or next day. Right Way is a preferred provider for all insurance companies, meaning they can handle the entire process in one call.
Right Way handles everything. They can even recalibrate your vehicle's electronic safety features, saving you a trip to the dealership. With certified technicians and over 75 years of experience, plus over 500 five-star Google reviews, call Right Way Auto Glass for all of your auto glass needs at 859-523-1098.
Hey, Kentucky sports fans. Not every injury happens on the court. Every day, people are hurt in cars, stores, and hospitals. If you've been sidelined by an injury, don't let the clock run out. Morgan & Morgan is America's largest injury law firm. With over 1,000 lawyers nationwide, you'll get unmatched dedication. And you don't pay a dime unless you win. Starting a claim is easy. Just dial pound law or visit forthepeople.com for an office near you. There's only one Morgan & Morgan. Offices Lexington and throughout Kentucky.
Our thanks to Southland Dairy Farmers for helping sponsor the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network. Chocolate milk is the original sports drink. For information, go online to southlanddairyfarmers.com.
We're at halftime of the eighth and final opening round game in the 2024 UK Healthcare Kentucky High School Athletic Association Boys Basketball Sweet 16. The score, Campbell County, the champions of Region 10, 24. Newport, champions of Region 9, 14. And the Dawhairs KHSAA Hall of Fame moment is brought to you by Roberts Insurance, saluting 1991 Kentucky Miss Basketball Ida Bowen of Sheldon Clark High School. Bowen amassed more than 2,700 points and 300 rebounds over her stellar career, went on to help Western Kentucky University to an NCAA national runner-up finish her freshman year. Roberts Insurance congratulates Sheldon Clark's Ida Bowen of Dawhairs KHSAA 2024 inductee. Back to our conversation with Cameron Mills. Got about a minute and a half left. Cameron, not going to talk about the current UK basketball game because anybody that's really watching, we're all monitoring it.
Right.
Okay. I wanted to ask you this. I don't think I've ever asked you this before. Your experience playing here at Rupp Arena, twice as a finalist in the Sweet 16.
Right.
Then coming playing Rupp Arena, did that help in any way? When you came to Kentucky.
You know, you mean playing at Sweet 16 and then playing at Kentucky? You've never asked me that, Carl, and I don't know if I have a good answer for that. I don't know. I will say this, and I've said this all year about this Kentucky team, because, and I don't know if it goes for them as much as it did for us, but Rupp Arena is as big as it is, as cavernous as it is, as great as the fans are, as loud as they can get, as intimidating as they can be, we always played better on the road. And the reason had nothing to do with Rupp Arena. It had to do with the distractions of being in Lexington. Because when you're at home, you're worried about tickets. You're worried about, you know, what are you doing after the game with your girlfriend? You're worried about your friends, your boys. You're worried about your parents. You've got so many distractions here. When you're on the road, literally, I mean, think about SEC towns, Starkville, Oxford, Gainesville. I mean, There's not a lot of trouble to get into down there. And literally, your coach wouldn't let you even if you could, because the only thing you ever see on the road, no matter where you are, is the inside of a hotel room, a bus, or a gym. And that's it. That's all you ever see. And they don't let you see anything else. So there's no distractions, so you just tend to play better on the road.
Cameron, I think that's a great answer. I'll tell you what, and I think that applies even today.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Cameron Mills.
Thank you,
Carl.
He'll
be back with Dave Baker for the call of the second half. We're at halftime. Campbell County, 24. Newport, 14. The halftime show brought to you by Clark's Pump and Shop, the official fuel of the KHSAA on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Go-To Solutions in Line X of Moorhead is a one-stop shop for your auto needs, and you're invited to stop by today. Locally owned and operated, they're now accepting new customers. Services offered include tires and wheels professionally installed using state-of-the-art equipment, brakes, exhaust, differentials, lubrication, oil and filter changes, and shocks and struts. They have a full line of auto accessories, and as always, they have Line X spray-in bed liners and Value Guard rust proofing and undercoating, which offers a superior solution to protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion. All services performed by trained technicians. In addition to automotive services, they offer fabrication, welding, and machining. Stop by today and check out everything they have to offer. Go-To Solutions and Line X of Moorhead is located at 25 Lake Park Drive in the MMRC Industrial Park, just off Highway 801 north of the Interstate 64, Farmer Sharkey Exit 133. You can call them at 606-784-1155. They offer a military discount with valid ID, and gift certificates are also available.
Want a mower that's tough enough to break all the rules? Want everything without sacrificing anything? Want performance for the long haul at an unbeatable value? The perfect balance of power and performance? A Bad Boy mower. Packed with power, muscle, simplicity, and comfort the pro in you demands. It's that time of year. It's your time. You deserve a Bad Boy. See McGarmie Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling and Flemingsburg. Mow with an attitude.
Moorhead Optimist Club Charitable Bingo at the K-Run Bingo Hall and Farmers is open every Friday and Saturday evening. Doors open at 4:30, pull tabs go on sale at 5, and the first bingo game is at 7. There's new bingo games, new pull tab games, including ones with progressive jackpots, plus the electronic pull tab games. Two coverall games at $5.99 and $1,000 are scheduled every night, and bingo payouts can go as high as the $5,000 state maximum. There's air conditioning, great concessions, and plenty of parking. Moorhead Optimist Club Charitable Bingo every Friday and Saturday evening at the K-Run Bingo Hall and Farmers. All proceeds benefit area youth. Charitable Gaming License 0016.
Sweet 16 basketball sponsored in part by Shelter Insurance, Caleb Skaggs agent.
Coach Rod Snapp, you really energized things these last 2 years with Region 9 titles You find yourself down 10 points at halftime. What do you got to do in the second half?
Got to get stops. Got to play defense. Once you get stops, we've got to try to get out and run a little bit, and we've got to finish. You know, they got us 13-4 that quarter, and our shooting was 6-21. That's not going to win a lot of games.
Good luck.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, head coach Rod Snapp of the Newport Wildcats, as they get ready for second half action. They trail it 24-14. The Campbell County Camels, the Region 10 champions, have that 10-point lead on the Region 9 champions from Newport. It is time for second half action. And this time, they're working for us, folks. They're working for the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network here with the UK Healthcare Boys Sweet 16. And I'm talking about two great guys, longtime sportscaster WKYT. He's done a lot of different jobs in his career, very versatile, Dave Baker. And I tell you, I don't know if I would describe, with all due respect, Cameron, I don't know if I'd describe you as versatile.
Wow.
But I say a dead-eye shooter, that's for sure, on the basketball floor, and a very important part of two Wildcat championship teams, particularly 1998. So without further ado, Dave and Cameron, it's all yours.
Thanks, Carl. He also did not say speedy or quick. We can't hear you unless you put your headset on.
I said two-point game.
Oh, Carl was extolling virtues on you.
Yes, I know.
You.
He always is very kind to do that.
All right, so here we go. Here's Kenny coming back to the bench. He's got that ice bag taped up. It looks like a high hamstring deal, and he's done for the night. And I would say even if Newport were to get by tonight, he would be done for the tournament. You just hate to see that. But young man's a sophomore, and he's got a long career ahead of him.
Yeah, absolutely. But you can see the anguish, you know, on his face over there, just the pain you can see on the court. And, again, just not probably just a feeling of letting his teammates down, knowing he wanted to go into Sweet 16.
So here you go. First possession of the second half goes to Campbell County. Newport now going to a trap, trying to slow this Campbell County offense down, and it's causing them some problems early. Smith kicks it back out top to Johnson. Now he goes across and leaves it to Wino. Sogan Fry gets it back high off the glass, and it won't go, in a good defensive trip for Newport, and they're trying to go as fast as they can. Covington got it to go.
Hard, difficult shot by Covington, but again, that's what Newport needs. They need baskets in the paint. Get something easy going down low.
And now Newport extends the defense with the guards, but this time Jackson goes right around him, and how about that three-pointer at the other end as Connor Wynell knocked it down.
About as easy as an offense as you could have.
Yeah.
Beat one man at half court, draw the defense into the paint, kick it one time to the corner, and knock down a three.
Every time Newport has started to show some signs of life, Campbell County has answered. Baseline three, and that's knocked down, and it's a pretty one from Deshaun Anderson.
Now see if Newport can capitalize on that and get a stop against Campbell.
They go back to Wynell, out front to Johnson. He puts it on the deck, leaves it back for Jackson. Jackson, a couple of dribbles, thought about taking the three and then pulled it back. Sorgan Fry almost lost it. Now Jackson again, all the way through the baseline. Johnson with a fake, and they're going to call a bump.
Look at how disciplined Campbell County has been overall on offense.
Fans, before we dig into the second half, let's make sure to call Kentucky 811. Make safety part of your next do-it-yourself project strategy. Learn more at Kentucky811.org. Off the inbounds, they're going to call a hold. That shot went in for Sorgan Fry, but they're going to call a hold on DJ Jackson.
Campbell County has showed themselves, obviously, not just to be dangerous defensively, but offensively as well. Newport needs stops.
Jackson kicks it over on the left baseline, and that one rattles out from Johnson. Jackson got free, penetrates,
And that's two in a row for Jackson. And the margin is down to six. Back the other way. Sorgen Fry. That ball went way down and came back out. And then just a Hail Mary shot like, thrown up by Wynum.
Looked like a lob pass that didn't go with anybody.
Spin move. Shot won't go. And Jackson couldn't get it to go. Boy, and somebody is down on a court and really, really writhing in pain.
Got undercut.
That is Griffin Starks.
Yeah, Starks got undercut by a Campbell County player as they both went up for the rebound, but Starks was able to go up a little bit higher and just got undercut and landed right on his tailbone, right on his back.
And they are sending both teams back over to their benches as the medical staff comes out to take a look at Griffin Starks, a 6'8 freshman. Now he's being helped up, and that's a good sign.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he was writhing in pain over there, and the way he came down was just, it was ugly.
And so now you've got Starks, a starter that goes to the bench. You have already got a starter that is out, not coming back. In terms of Tay Kinney,
I don't know if Starks will be back or not, but I'll tell you this, he's going to be sore.
He's headed back to the tunnel. Carl Nathie will give us an update. Jackson now comes back in and sets the offense. Little handoff up top to Wynum. Wynum spins it over to Johnson. He puts a left-handed dribble down, and that shot is blocked nicely by Turner. Here come the Wildcats. Back the other way. Covington had it stripped. And they say it'll be Newport ball as Jackson got back for the defense. Meantime, Xavier Fancher, 13, checks back in to the Camel lineup to replace Johnson.
That was great defense by Jackson that time to get a hand on that ball and stop that break.
Covington, three off the screen. It rolls around and drops.
Bounced, what, four times on that rim before it fell through?
I think the shooter would tell you it danced.
Soft. The soft rims, the legendary soft rims.
Yeah. Wynum with the drive, trying to work against Turner, had to pull it back out. Jackson gives it over to Sorgen Fry, and he's fouled.
Newport's definitely tried again. Their offense is now leading back to some enthusiasm and some effort on defense. We're starting to make a few things happen. But again, they need to be difficult on defense, tough on defense, get hands in passing lanes, but they don't need to foul.
Noah Silverton back into the Newport lineup. And good news for the Wildcats. Griffin Starks has just come over to the first seat on the bench and told his coach that he's ready to go. Three-pointer. Boy, Sorgen Fry has hit some big shots.
Just left wide open in the corner, almost just like a miscommunication between Newport players.
Like he's playing horse out there.
Yeah.
Now the lead back up to 30-24. Boy, that could have almost been a block right there. On the baseline, ball was lost for a moment by Silverton. The kick out, and the three-pointer won't go by low.
Great block out that time by Wynum.
3:45 to go in quarter number three. And on the drive, that one dances around the rim, but won't fall for Jackson. But he'll go to the line to shoot two.
This game far from over, but give Campbell County so much credit. I mean, I'll admit it, just the way Newport came out in this game, I just kind of thought, all right, this one's going to be over quick, and it's the other way around. I mean, not that this game is over by any means, but Campbell County has just played a fantastic game.
They're doing all the little things right. Yeah. Jackson knocks down the free throw. And from the free throw line, the Camels now 4 of 7. And he got them both. All of a sudden, the lead back to 8, 32-24, 3:40 to play. Here's Lowe. Gives it over to Turner, left wing. Now dribbling and coming back toward the basket at the left wing. Covington couldn't get it to go. They couldn't get the first stick back to go from Anderson. But boy, did Turner take of it as he flushed it.
I know. There's two from Newport on offense. Now they got to get start getting stops on defense. They can't have miscommunication where you leave open three-point shooters in the corner.
32-26, 3:10 to play. Smith, no place to go as he swings it back out. Now Fancher's got it. Here's Sorgenfrey. Sorgenfrey leaves it for Smith. He puts the ball on the deck. Back out to Jackson. Here is Smith in the right corner for a three, and it won't go. And a foul is going to be called on Garen Jackson as he bumped James Turner. Here's our media timeout for the third quarter. 2:44 to go. And it's Campbell County leading Newport 32-26 on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
You can't always prevent an injury, but the right care the right way can make all the difference. If you're dealing with a sprain, strain, fracture, or just a tweak, stop by the Orthopedic Walk-In Clinic at UK Healthcare Turfland for expert care with no appointment needed. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to noon. UK Healthcare, the official healthcare partner of UK Athletics. Learn more at ukhealthcare.com/walk-in.
Hey, we're your muscles.
How you doing?
How are you?
We love how you work us out.
Feels great, deltoid.
Right, triceps. After working out, we need fuel. And scientists say the best sports drink to replenish us muscles is chocolate milk. Chocolate milk has the perfect ratio of carbohydrates to protein, plus riboflavin, vitamin D, calcium.
Costs less, tastes better.
So, what's the best sports drink?
Chocolate milk.
Okay, let's arm wrestle.
Milk, a part of everything that's good. From your Southland dairy farmer families.
Our thanks to Clark's Pump and Shop for helping sponsor the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network. Clark's Pump and Shop, the official fuel of the KHSAA. Return, refresh, refuel.
Time now for our BSN Sports Heart of the Game Award. And for this contest, I've got to give it to the Campbell County Camels student cheering section. As they say this day and age, they showed up. And they've showed out here at Rupp Arena, really making a lot of noise on behalf of the Camels. Newport fans making a lot of noise, too, as we go down to the 2:40 mark in the third quarter. Back to Dave Baker.
Carl, you're multi-generational. I know you say that, too.
I'm multi-generational.
Out of the timeout. Campbell County with a trap. Newport beats it. And the ball was knocked away from Deshaun Anderson.
The gaps are opening back up for Campbell County. For Newport on offense. Campbell County's not shutting those down as quickly as they did in the first half.
Three-pointer, Covington off the inbounds. Couldn't get it to go. And then it was Nathan Smith who got tripped up on his own feet, fell out of bounds.
I guess, yeah.
So Newport gets an extra possession. Covington can't get it to go. This is another one of those stretches that Newport had in the first half when they got good looks and couldn't convert.
I'm going to give Weinel another big credit there. He is boxing out Turner and Starks, the low post.
Sorgenfrey had it knocked back, and here comes Newport looking to cut a six-point lead. Inside they go. Turner spins, gets the bucket, and one.
What Newport needed. They got the stop down here. Came down, got it inside low post to Turner, and Turner turned right around. Great low post move, foul, and he'll go to the foul line for one. Turner 2 of 2 from the foul line in this game so far.
A dozen points, 4 rebounds. And that one kicks off. And the way this thing is headed, free throws could very well be the difference as we're under 2 minutes to go in the third period. Jackson had it smacked away. And checking into the lineup for Campbell County is number 4, Zach Franzen. He replaces Xavier Fanchin. Both teams primarily going with 6 tonight. Franzen gives it up. Wino now swings it over to Jackson. He's in all kinds of trouble over there, but finds the cutting Franzen, who can't get it to go. And Wino couldn't control the rebound. It'll go back to Newport.
Good piece there is the stop. Newport needed. See what they come up with here. 4 point difference. 125 left in the third. See if they go back inside.
Turner's got it outside. Here's Covington looking for one to fall. And he just kept going. He didn't rush it, but that was a good shot. And now the Campbell County lead is just a bucket.
See the bench come alive. The defense now coming back alive for Newport as they fought back in.
Jackson has to kick it back outside to Weinel. Now they swing it around to Smith. Smith on a drive. It dances around the rim and falls off. Covington ahead to Anderson. And we're all even in the final minute.
And a great job by Starks down here for Newport to not foul on that possession. He went up high, contested the shot, didn't foul.
That's a jailbreaker fast break brought to you by Jailbreaker Chips. Flavor so good it should be illegal. We're down to the final 30 seconds. And it looks like Campbell County is going to hold for one as this game is all tied at 32. Down to 13. Sorgenfrey continues to dribble. Now he makes his move. He hands off to Jackson. Back to Sorgenfrey. Three-pointer. What a difficult shot that was. 1 second. Newport, can they get it off? They do. Oh, and it almost went in from half court. How about that action at the end of the period? We have reached the end of quarter number three, and we are all even. It's Newport 32, Campbell County 32 on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
A quiz for Kentuckians. Where is the state's fourth largest lake? Who has the state's only folk art museum? Whose main street includes part of the Sheltoe Trace National Recreation Trail? Where did the Moonlight School movement start? Which county is named for the builder of My Old Kentucky Home? These answers are found in Moorhead and Rowan County, where history and culture are as important as fun in the sun. Go to visitmoorhead.com to plan your trip.
Do you have a Medicare supplement plan? Are your premiums too high? We have great news. There is a new birthday rule in Kentucky. As of January 1st, 2024, there have been changes that may benefit you. Call us today at the Porter Group and ask how we may help you. Call 606-780-1387. Once again, that's 606-780-1387.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
Muscle into the fourth quarter with chocolate milk. To learn more about milk's balanced nutrition, visit thedairyalliance.com. Dave Baker, Cameron Mills, Carl Nathy. We're happy and pleased to have Tom Stevens and Richard Farmer here running things. And boy, what a great battle between these two teams from Northern Kentucky. Newport with the ball just to start the fourth quarter. They're all tied with Campbell County. That shot went way down and it wouldn't fall. But they get it back. Floater in the lane won't fall. That's two great looks. And Covington couldn't get either one to go.
I like the bigs from Newport, Starks and Turner. Again, one of them, I couldn't tell which one, kept the ball alive there just by tipping it back and giving Jabari Covington another chance at a shot.
Carl Nathy was mentioning the number to us a little while ago. What is it? Was it 2019 or 19 years since Newport has been here? Campbell County had to survive a gauntlet in the 10th region. They knocked off George Rogers Clark, who had been to the championship game the last 2 years. And then they had to go to overtime to beat Harrison County to make it here to Rupp Arena. Anderson guilty of the foul. And Campbell County gets it back. 13-year drought. Thank you, Tom, for Newport. And how about that powerful move by Connor Weinel? 34-32 Campbell County. We're coming down to the 7-minute mark.
Weinel, 2 of 6. Seems like he's played a much bigger game. A lot of it's been on the defensive end, though.
Campbell County has five timeouts. Newport has 4. And we've got the media timeout here in the fourth. Crossover, and it was a pretty one. And that was a big-time move by the freshman, Amonte Lowe.
Easy buckets is what Newport needs. Easy buckets and second-chance opportunities.
Tied at 34 again.
Campbell County just needs to continue to do what they're doing. Run their offense, try to get easy shots.
Fourth tie in this game. And that's exactly what Campbell County does.
I believe that was Weinel that time. That's second time in a row.
Two in a row, as you mentioned, for Weinel, as Campbell County retakes the lead by 2. Here's Covington. Back he goes to Lowe. And now they find Turner. Baseline. And they call him for a travel.
It was a great double down by Campbell County that time. I don't know if that was part of the game plan or just something that Sorgenfrey decided to do on his own, but double down, Turner wasn't expecting it.
I'll tell you what they've done, Cameron, is Coach Snapp has come in and he has put Lowe at the point and moved Covington over into a shooting guard spot, and it's gotten him freed up. Here's Weinel. Boy, you could hear that one brick off from over here.
But Branson in there getting the offensive rebound and the foul.
So an extra possession.
Yep. And those extra possessions just add up and add up. No matter what team you are, the more chances you have to score, the better off you're going to be.
Franzen, first one is up and good. The 6'1 junior. That's his first points of the night. He's played well since coming in, but first points. And the second one is no good. And how about an offensive rebound for Campbell County? And look at that.
Just two mental mistakes back to back.
Sorgenfrey comes sprinting down the lane on what you would call a zipper cut, and nobody was around him.
Not only that, but nobody from Newport just bothered to get that rebound. Campbell County picks up the rebound off the missed foul shot. Sorgenfrey comes streaking down the court.
That's 5 straight for Campbell County. Covington comes up way short. They say nobody tapped it.
It didn't look like anyone was even close to him.
And D.J. Jackson checks back in.
Just an air ball.
He'll replace Deshaun Anderson.
Jackson's the one that's really made things go here for Newport in this third quarter. So getting him back in the game, see if they can get him going. Fourth quarter, excuse me. Thank you.
Jackson gives it back to Weinel. Now they go to Sorgenfrey again. That little guy has played a big game. Sorgenfrey, only 6'0". Looks like he weighs about 120. But, boy, the kid has played tough.
Played quick. He's gotten shots off from that deep three-point shots.
You cannot leave him. He just had that last zipper cut. They try to go down low to Weinel. Baseline three-pointer from Franzen. Boy, they were able to use a lot of clock. Was Campbell County right there, and I'm going to guess that Brent Souter didn't want that shot. The foul was on Sorgenfrey on the follow.
Well, that tough call as both players kind of went down for that rebound, knocked each other out of bounds. Call goes against Sorgenfrey, and Newport gets the ball back. Down 5.
So here they come. Once again, Lowe running things at the point. Jackson has it. Now he gives it back to Lowe. Campbell County has stayed in the man-to-man. Lowe looking to work against Sorgenfrey. Gets a pick. Nice feed back down to Turner. But the Campbell County defense recovered. Here's the three-pointer. And it won't fall for Lowe. It hit the back iron. And the two officials disagree on the call.
They got it right, though, I think.
They did. The baseline official who was closest.
Had about 5 people in front of me, but yes. It definitely looked like
That ball was knocked out by a Campbell County player.
Jackson kicks it back out. Tries to find Stark. Stark's nowhere to go. Boy, the Campbell County defense has been really good here in the fourth. That time, though, the penetration, they went up, and that was a tough shot that Starks couldn't hit. Back come the Camels. Jackson nearly had it taken away, and Newport comes out of there with it. Covington had it taken away, and he was fouled, and it's going to be Nathan Smith who's whistled for the contact.
Couldn't really see it from this angle, but a lot of players on the floor. You can tell it's a close game coming down the last 3:36 in this game.
Brent Souter on his knees in front of the Campbell County bench saying that was all ball. Covington, that's a pretty floater, and a quick timeout for Newport. They cut the lead to three, and it's 39-36, 3:25 to play, and it's a 30-second timeout. And you know what that gives us time to do? Time to tell you that milk and milk products provide a good balance of protein, fat, and carbohydrates and are a very important source of 13 essential nutrients. Calcium, protein, vitamin D, vitamin B12, vitamin A, phosphorus, riboflavin, niacin, pantothenic acid.
Well said.
Zinc, thank you. Selenium, iodine, and potassium. That is 13 essential nutrients in milk, provided by the Southland Dairy Farmers. And let's check in with Carl Nathan.
All right, this sideline report brought to you by Clark's Pump and Shop. Campbell County head coach Brent Souter, a bit of a prophet in the huddle between the third and fourth quarter. He said after his team was outscored 18-8 by Newport in that third quarter, he said, hey, we knew they were going to make a run. Now it's our turn. Let's go clean the glass, get some rebounds, and take care of business. Dave?
All right, Carl, we appreciate it.
The scrum for the ball over in the corner.
It is. Smith got tied up.
And I believe that's going to... I think Campbell County retains his possession.
We'll see which way the arrow goes. And it will be Campbell County basketball. 3 minutes and 12 seconds to go. 39-36 Camels. Sorgenfrey. Nice closeout over there.
A quick one.
By Anderson.
A quick one.
Here's Sorgenfrey again, and Anderson out there all over him. Tries to create off the bounce, but can't. Weinel kicks it out to Smith. Smith, with a left hand, now brings it back out to Sorgenfrey on the baseline. Sorgenfrey double-teamed. He got out of it. Here's Smith, and it looks like Campbell County is content to use some clock as Newport extends the defense. Smith looked up, and it had it taken away. It was low, the freshman.
And then a foul on Sorgenfrey again, 60 feet from the basket. That stops the clock.
And a timeout is taken, and that is the media timeout. 2 minutes and 38 seconds to play. Campbell County leading Newport by just three on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
I can ride my bike with one arm.
7-year-old Corsair kid Addie is excited to tell you the fun fact about herself. Addie was born with amniotic band syndrome, which resulted in the loss of her left arm from the elbow down. The condition surprised her parents, who were overwhelmed by the unexpected medical costs. Thanks to your support of Corsair for Kids, Addie received the surgery she needed and is a spunky, active, thriving little girl.
Thanks for helping Corsair kids like me.
Will you help a Corsair kid today? Visit Corsair.org.
Hey there, this is Melissa Jenkins, biology teacher at Rowan County Senior High School and the Kentucky Education Association's Teacher of the Year. The only thing cooler than making my students excited about biology is being able to make a difference in their lives that will last long after they leave school. The fact is, all educators are difference makers. Show them you value them. Go to KEA.org and nominate them for KEA's Difference Maker of the Month. That's KEA.org. Trust me, a little recognition makes a big difference.
UK Healthcare is the number one hospital in Kentucky and the title sponsor of the UK Healthcare Boys Basketball Sweet 16 Tournament. UK Healthcare, the power of advanced medicine.
.238 to go. here in the final opening round game at the UK Healthcare Boys Sweet 16. We welcome you back in to the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network. Campbell County leading Newport 39-36. But Newport with the ball. And it's going to be Jabari Covington who sets the offense. Gets a screen up top from Turner. Baseline three. It's the freshman. But look at Turner. Stick it back in. What a big-time rebound and put back.
Big rebound and a little fadeaway one-hander. Kind of a, almost a little floater there away from the basket with the putback.
Big play from Turner, the sophomore. Makes it a one-point game. Newport really extending the pressure. Campbell County trying to penetrate. Winel goes cross-court to Sorgenfrey. Now they leave it for Johnson. Johnson on the baseline, nowhere to go. And his head coach, Brent Souter, could see that had trouble written all over it, and he takes a quick timeout.
Yeah, he kind of was wondering, all right, is this Campbell County? Surely they're not going to try to, you know, go to the stall game and try to finish this game out. You always see teams do that in a situation like this, or even up a little bit more, slow it down and play a game that they've not played all game, and all of a sudden they start turning the ball over.
Fans, as soon as basketball season is over, you know what we want you to do? We want you to take a trip to Moorhead and Rowan County, the home of Cave Run Lake. Your road trip from Newport to Moorhead is 121 miles long. And you can get to Moorhead from Campbell County by driving 108 miles. Plan your next adventure at visitmoorhead.com. Of course, speaking of Moorhead, the Moorhead State Eagles gave a really good accounting of themselves this afternoon in the NCAA tournament before falling to Illinois. When I was coming into the arena tonight, had a chance to see Rocky Adkins, the special assistant to the governor, who, of course, played his college basketball at Moorhead State, and he was proud of their effort. And he has seen some great basketball here over these first couple of days, and only fitting that we have this kind of battle in our final opening round game.
See what Campbell County comes out with here in the underneath out of bounds. And if they do get it in, not off the play, if it's not a quick basket off the play, what they do, because Newport, as you said, is extending that defense. It looks like they're trapping the corners as well with a kind of an extended 1-3-1. We'll see what they do right now.
Nathan Smith inbounds it underneath to the left of the Campbell County basket. And his four teammates stacked two across the free throw line, two at the baseline. And now Smith slaps the ball, looks for somebody, gets it on the baseline. There's a fake, and Covington and Turner combine to get the shot blocked. Inside it goes, and that time I believe that was, it wasn't Turner, it was Starks who couldn't get it to go.
Newport picking up again full court, still looking for those traps on the corners.
Trying to use clock, they get it. That is a foul on Turner, who will go to the free throw line with 1:35 to go, and his team trailing by a point.
It's one of those things where you wonder, well, I mean, it, not that they've had an easy turn it over, but they certainly give Campbell County some trouble with that extended pressure. It's one of those easy things to say, well, why haven't you done that all game?
Right.
But nonetheless, it's worked the last two possessions.
So here you go in the last 4 minutes and 1 second. Campbell County has failed to score, and they've turned it over three times. Covington looking for room, crosses over. Now he's tied up and kicks it back out to low.
Campbell County really just, I mean, when that ball goes in the low post, whether it's penetration or not, they just pack it down in there.
Covington is looking for a shot, and he can't get there. Both teams have played man-to-man the entire game. Here's Covington this time, draws the contact, flips it back outside. Jackson nowhere to go, and he goes back to Covington, and we are in the final 1 minute of play.
Again, back to that half-court defense from Campbell County. It's been here most of this game.
Covington on a crossover, and it wouldn't go. And that's a huge rebound in there by Little Sorgenfrey. I mean, I'm not misstating that, am I? I mean,
no,
he's 6 foot, but I mean...
He doesn't look like he weighs much.
No!
But he has played a fantastic game, hit some big threes in that time.
And he's a senior,
rebound.
And he looks like he's an eighth grader, for crying out loud.
He's played like a senior, though.
So Johnson inbound, Smith inbounds, rather. Now he gets it back. That ball was kicked by Starks.
Again, so you mentioned it. still, Campbell County, they've got the ball. They've got the lead, 47 seconds left. But they've got to go against this pressure that has turned them over the last three possessions.
That time they beat it. Jackson is fouled. Covington didn't give him any room.
Kind of swiped at the ball. I think he got some leg, too, and tripped him up. But not going to be foul shots. It's going to be side out.
Neither team in a bonus. Both teams have four fouls. So the next foul for each team will result in a two-shot foul. Jackson working against Anderson. And there's another foul. And that will now be the start of the two-shot fouls.
Anderson hasn't shot a foul shot yet in this game. Overall, 50% from Newport, 60%, 6 of 10 for Campbell County.
23, Nathan Smith. Hits the first. Campbell County now 7 of 10 from the stripe. Newport only 2 of 4. And
it's crazy what a difference that 60% sounds like and that 70% sounds like.
And Newport is going to take a timeout. It'll be a 30-second timeout. So Newport has two timeouts left. Campbell County with four. It's 40-38 Camels with 38 ticks on the clock.
I don't care about the outcome of this game. I will tell you, Campbell County has impressed me beyond belief. I mean, the way this game started, with Newport coming out, and I just look, you know, the eye test, the way the enthusiasm I heard in that tunnel, as I said before, and yet Campbell County has not only hung in there. I mean, they have put the pressure on Newport to come back up two now with 38 seconds, a chance to make another foul shot to go up three.
First 2 days of this UK Healthcare Boys Sweet 16, we have not had a session under 10,000 in attendance. Tonight, 10,845. Great to see Kentuckians and people from Kentucky who come back home turn it out for this awesome event. And Smith hits the second. Still a one-possession game, but Campbell now leads by three. Where does Newport go? Covington out top to James Turner, top of the key. Off the curl. Here comes DJ Jackson, and he got it to go, and Newport quickly takes timeout.
I like that play, too. They didn't go for a three. They didn't need a three. Get the two, get the bucket, get the timeout, and let's reset the defense.
So Newport takes a timeout. It's a full timeout, and I believe the Wildcats only have one left. And Campbell County has four timeouts. And I can promise you, Brent Souter doesn't want to stop the clock. Fans at Morgan & Morgan, their dedication sets them apart. They're putting in work 24-7 to serve clients. And we appreciate the folks at Morgan & Morgan being sponsors of the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Let's go down some of the stats here. Campbell County, 42% from the field. Newport, 38. 42% for Campbell from threes. 18% from Newport. And again, we said 67 from the foul line for Campbell County, 8 of 12. Newport's only shot four foul shots.
And now, wherever he may be roaming the sidelines, let's find Carl Nathy.
All right, Dave Baker in the Newport huddle. The coach saying, hey, let's try to trap. We got to be aggressive. If we can't get a steal right away, we're going to have to foul. Back to you.
Okay, so both teams, five fouls against Newport. Campbell County is already in the double bonus. Campbell County has only committed four fouls, and they certainly don't want to commit any more as they lead it 41-40 with 25.2 seconds to go.
So one of those quick, go for the quick steal. If not, go for the foul for Newport.
But then who do you foul? That's where the coach has to go to the sheet, right?
Yep.
They really don't have a true big man in there.
Sorgenfrey's 0 for 2 from the free throw line, but I'm not sure I'd foul him.
They've got four guards and a forward. They get it into Jackson. Now they get it back to Smith, and no foul yet. They trap in the front court, and I believe that what was happening was Smith was trying to call timeout, and they finally gave it to him.
And that's a lot of seconds. That was, what, 8 seconds, 9 seconds that ticked off the clock there for Newport.
I believe it was 25.2 when they put the ball in play. And so now that'll be a full timeout for Campbell County. They have three remaining, and Newport is down to one timeout.
Newport comes back in that third quarter, 18-8, outscored Campbell County, but this fourth quarter has been relatively even. Campbell County up one in the fourth by 9-8, and up one in the game, 41-40. Low-scoring game for both of these teams. So we're going to have a side out of bounds here for Campbell County, and then again, if you're Newport, you immediately go for the steal, and then you go to the foul? That's a long amount of time that they let slip off the clock without stopping it, trying to put Campbell County to the line and making them shoot foul shots.
Well, I think, let me see if I'm right here as I remember this stuff, because my memory goes on me. But I believe, oh yeah, Brent Souter pointed out the fact that Newport is number three in the state in total defense. So you got a situation where Rodney Snapp thought, hey, maybe we can get the steal. We don't have to foul. And I'm telling you, that's what he's going for here.
And I get it right now. I mean, you go for the initial steal, but then you foul if you don't get the steal.
Carl, what do you got for us?
All right, just to talk about that Campbell County in the huddle, Brent Souter said, make sure we don't leave somebody out on an island. You got to come back to the ball. It's kind of a thing between keeping the floor space but making sure somebody comes back to the ball to bail your teammate out.
And you don't want to throw it toward the Newport basket like that, but instead they do. Sorgan Fry just about lost it. Ball almost taken away from Jackson. They almost threw it out of bounds. And my goodness, did Campbell County call a quick timeout?
I mean, they had a player about ready to fall out of bounds.
That was a turnover waiting to happen. They missed three good opportunities. And so for Campbell County, they now have two left. More time goes off the clock. 9.8 seconds to play. And Deshaun Anderson checks back in for Newport. And while we have an opportunity to catch our breath and get ready for these final 9.8 seconds, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Sweet 16 basketball on 96.3 FM WIVY Moorhead, sponsored in part by Montgomery Tractor Sales, Mount Sterling, and Flemingsburg.
Boy, I'm here to tell you. I mean, here we are still working hard now. As I'm guessing we're at 10 o'clock. I don't have a clock. But I'm guessing,
just right at about 4 minutes still.
Greg Stottlemyre has been in his feety pajamas for at least an hour. And he and Mina Todd will be back for tomorrow's first game. No, they'll be here for the second game. We'll be.
You and I are back for the first game. Yes, sir.
Should be a dandy between McGoffin and Great Crossing. Great. Folks, if you're coming to that one, come early. Because you want to talk about a crowd between those two. So Craig gets the second game, and he's been snoozing for a while. He'll be well-rested.
I don't know if you're kidding or not, but Greg's back there studying studiously.
He's in his feety pajamas, I'm telling you. Having milk and cookies.
All right, here we go. Back in.
Nathan Smith will try to inbounds right in front of the scorer's table.
See if Newport can get
straight
steal.
Line for Newport. That had to be a foul, but no foul is called. And that ball nearly stolen by Deshaun Anderson. I'm telling you, the freshman and, Amonte Lowe just got shoved to the ground.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of bodies going back and forth there.
Okay, so Smith is going to put it inbounds again in front of the Newport bench. 8 seconds to go. Campbell County leads by one, and that's going to be a foul as Noah Silverton checked in.
All right, so two foul shots.
Yeah, I saw the official signal, one and one. Ain't no one and one. It's two. And so Noah Fancher, who's come off the bench for Campbell County, does not have a free throw attempt. Left-handed shot. Oh, he bottomed it. Covington checks back in for Newport.
No matter what happens
here. As does G.J. Jackson.
No matter what happens here, Newport's going to have 6.6 seconds to set something up and get, hopefully, a good look at a shot. Campbell County's got to take this timeout that was just called by Newport. Prepare for that one way or the other.
And I like what Rodney Snapp is doing. So what you do is, regardless, it's going to be a one-possession game. So with 6.6 left, you go ahead and set up your play. And I'm going to guess now, with Campbell County having two timeouts, if they make the free throw, I would bet that Brent Sauter would call timeout to see what kind of defense he's looking at.
You would think so. I always like it when coaches do that. Let's get a quick look. If you have that extra timeout, let's get a quick look at what we're looking at and then maybe make an adjustment if we need to on our on what we've got planned for what's going to, one way or the other, be going full court, 94 feet for Newport.
Again.
But here's the question.
Well, here's the question right now.
Yeah.
So if Campbell County makes this,
yeah,
okay, they'll be up three.
Right.
And again, if it's me, because every foul is a two-shot foul, right, I'm not going to let somebody get off a three to tie me.
That's a great one. My question was, if they miss this foul shot and you're Newport, you go for the two or do you go for the win?
Wow, it's a good call. I think you go. I think it's like your favorite restaurant, first available.
Don't be writing material when we're not on the air, and then just come strong with it on the air.
There is nothing written down. You can see this.
I know, but you've been writing and memorizing stuff all week.
Dude, I can't memorize what I had for breakfast. Here we go.
Big foul shot from Fancher.
Fancher, and he bottomed it. So it's a three-point game. Substitution coming in. William Johnson comes in for defense as he replaces Fancher.
So now, seemingly, if you're Newport, you got to go for the three.
But you don't guard the ball inbounds. They're going to get it back to Lowe, the freshman. Three-pointer is blocked in the air, and Campbell County comes down with it. The horn sounds, and what a great game by both teams. And Campbell County is headed to the Elite Eight as they knock off Newport 43-40.
Just unbelievable the way Campbell County fought this entire game. Played such great, consistent defense. Had some lapses here towards the end, but were still able to pull it out in the last few seconds of this game. And I would say, to some degree, shocked a lot of people in beating this Newport team, which a lot of people were saying maybe would be able to give Great Crossing a run for the money if they faced each other.
And again, not excuses, but their best player tried to give it a go and couldn't go.
Absolutely, and I don't. That's not an excuse. I mean, that's the reality. His best player, their best player, sophomore, I mean, just wasn't able to go. And we saw him wincing pretty quickly after he went in.
Griffin Starks, number five, the 6'8" man, crying. Let's check in with Carl Nathy. Okay, our electrifying player of the game, sponsored by Blue Oval SK. He is, in fact, Brock Sargenfry of the Campbell County Camels. 12 points, 4 rebounds unofficially, but more importantly, you're on the winning end of this. Quite a ball game.
What did you say?
Quite a ball game. You had to fight hard.
Yeah, it was definitely a hard game to play. I mean, we came into this being the underdog, and I think we proved otherwise.
What about the next round? I know you didn't come here for just one game. Now you got another one tomorrow.
We're going to keep it rolling. We got a good momentum behind us. I think we're going to do good.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's our electrifying player of the game. Number 12, Brock Sorgenfry from the Campbell County Camels. Our electrifying player presented by Blue Oval SK. Learn about electrifying the future at blueovalsk.com. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
Family first. My dad used to tell us that all the time. But family first wasn't just something he'd say to us. It was how he lived every day of his life. And it's how I try to live mine, too.
At Shelter Insurance, our agents are dedicated to helping provide personalized auto, home, and life protection that puts your family first.
This is Caleb Staggs, Shelter Insurance in the Pinecrest Plaza in Moorhead. Give us a call at 606-784-6703.
For fill-ups and more, remember Valero in Moorhead. Gasoline, a full convenience store, an automatic car wash. And first responders, yours is free. Hibachi Express next to Valero is open 11 to 9 Monday through Saturday, closed on Sunday. Enjoy great Japanese and Chinese dishes, sushi, appetizers, lunch and dinner specials, and officers get 10% off. Order online at HibachiExpressKY.com. Valero and Hibachi Express, Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead.
what makes Whitaker Bank uniquely Kentucky. Our mission is to provide comprehensive banking products and services to our customers and to invest in the Kentucky communities where we live. Whitaker Bank is a reliable partner guiding you towards solid decisions for today's evolving environment and for whatever changes tomorrow might bring. We are committed to building comprehensive, long-term relationships with our customers and the communities we serve. Whitaker Bank, uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Morehead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Morehead State University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible. Morehead State University.
The Sweet 16 on WIVY, sponsored by St. Clair Regional Medical Center.
Dave Baker, Cameron Mills, Carl Nathie, Tom Stevens, Richard Farmer back at Rupp Arena in Lexington, where Campbell County has defeated Newport by a count of 43-40. Time now for our Kentucky Beef Council Protein Power Rebounder of the Game. And it is Winel from Campbell County. I mean, this kid was just Connor Winel. He had 10 rebounds on the day. He had 9 points. He did a little bit of everything.
Absolutely. And, you know, the thing he did the most, obviously, leading into those 10 rebounds, but the thing that impressed me, he put his body on someone from Newport almost every possession. He boxed out so many times. And look, he's given up a lot of height to some of these guys from Starks and Turner on Newport.
Okay, so that is our Kentucky Beef Council Protein Power Rebounder of the Game. Did you know that beef is packed with 10 essential nutrients? A 3-ounce serving of beef has 25 grams of protein. Let's go back to the interview room and check in with the winning coach.
Great team. We knew they were going to make a run there at the end, and our guys kept their composure. So I'm really proud of how they did that, how they defended, how they rebounded. I talked about that before the game, that rebounding was going to be a big part of this. So just, I mean, my heart is full. I'm super proud of these guys.
And that is Brent Souter, the head coach at Campbell County, back in the interview room. And he's got a lot to be proud of. His Camels advance to take on Harlan tomorrow night at 6 p.m. And while we have time, we want to let you know that our KEA difference maker of the game is Campbell County's Garen Jackson. Jackson was also outstanding. He was 4-4 from the field, had 11 points, 2-of-2 from the line, hit his only three, had 6 rebounds, and 4 assists. And boys and girls, I'm going to tell you right now, that's a difference maker. And that's the KEA difference maker of the game. Did you know that the average amount a teacher spends is $500 a year in the classroom out of their own pocket? We are going to take a break. Come back as we continue wrapping things up after Campbell County's 43-40 win over Newport here on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
The undisputed champion of beef jerky, Mingy Beef Jerky. It's made right here in Paris, Kentucky. Mingy Beef Jerky, no wonder people refer to it as the best beef jerky on the planet. It's all natural beef jerky packed with protein. There's no preservatives, no nitrates, and it's hand cut from a solid piece of beef. Pick up a fresh bag at your local convenience store or order online at MingyBeefJerky.com. Mingy Beef Jerky, we love your game. You love this jerky.
Behind every slam dunk, there's a strategy. Same goes for safe digging. Whether you're breaking ground in your backyard or at the job site, Kentucky 811 is here to help. Make safety part of your strategy by submitting a locate request online at Kentucky811.org or by dialing 811. So you can play it safe with underground utilities. It's free and it's the law. Learn more at Kentucky811.org. Kentucky 811, proud sponsor of the KHSAA.
Hi, sweetheart. It's Dad. I'm here at UK Healthcare with Mom and Dr. Veda. Just wanted to let you know
I'm in remission.
Dr. Veda says her scans look great. Seems like that trial treatment worked. She'll have to come in for follow-ups, but for now we're in the clear. We'll celebrate soon. Just wanted to let you know right away. Love you.
Love you.
When the
the stakes are highest, we'll be here. UK Healthcare, the power of advanced medicine.
Hey, Kentucky sports fans. Not every injury happens on the court. Every day, people are hurt in cars, stores, and hospitals. If you've been sidelined by an injury, don't let the clock run out. Morgan & Morgan is America's largest injury law firm. With over 1,000 lawyers nationwide, you'll get unmatched dedication. And you don't pay a dime unless you win. Starting a claim is easy. Just dial pound law or visit forthepeople.com for an office near you. There's only one Morgan & Morgan. Offices Lexington and throughout Kentucky.
Back at it here at Rupp Arena in downtown Lexington, where Campbell County has knocked off Newport 43-40. Here's the way we'll get going tomorrow. McGoffin County at Great Crossing. And that matchup between the 15th and 11th should be a dandy at 11 a.m. At 1:30, it's Travis Perry and Lyon County taking on Adair County. Coming up tomorrow night at 6, these Campbell County Camels take on Harlan County. And what a performance they put on today. And then in the nightcap, a Louisville matchup between Trinity and Evangel Christian. That'll leave us with two semifinal games Saturday morning, and we'll crown a state champion on Saturday night. That's the way we'll go tomorrow, and when we come right back, we'll wrap things up tonight on the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.
When you make the right decision, it feels good, like picking the perfect accent rug. It really feels good to make the right insurance decision, too. That's why State Farm agents like me, Charlotte Mullins, are right here in Moorhead to help you select the right protection at the right price. I will make sure you understand your State Farm coverages so you'll know what to expect if the unexpected happens. With me as your agent, it's easy to make the right choice. Just call me. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Tim Rhodes of Bethel Baptist Church on Kentucky Highway 36 in Frenchburg. We invite you to listen to our Sunday morning radio program at 7 and to Power Words every weekday morning at approximately 7:30 on WIVY 96.3 and on WIVYradio.com. You're welcome to join us for our services at the Bethel Baptist Church in Frenchburg at 11 a.m. for our Sunday morning service or 6 p.m. for the evening service. God bless you.
Quality, advanced, affordable healthcare is the foundation of Primary Plus's 40-year mission. Primary Plus welcomes you and your family to our new Moorhead location on Kentucky 801 for primary care, counseling, and an on-site pharmacy. Our team includes Dr. Betsy Bailey, Shelby Richmond, Christy Kahn, Bethany McClure, and Wesley Wattenberger. Primary Plus always welcomes new patients. To learn more, call 606-548-5550 or visit primaryplus.net.
It's one of everyone's worst nightmares. Your family is devastated by a weather catastrophe, and when it's an emergency, help can't get there fast enough. When you support the Red Cross, you make sure families don't face these times alone. March is Red Cross Month. You can donate, volunteer, or give blood to help. You can also make your community safer by learning life-saving skills like first aid and CPR. To learn more, visit redcross.org today. This Sweet 16 broadcast sponsored in part by State Farm Insurance, Charlotte Mullins agent.
What a couple of days and what a night it's been here at Rupp Arena, capped off by a 43-40 Campbell County win over Newport. The Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network is brought to you in part by Morgan & Morgan. Visit us online at forthepeople.com. By the Southland Dairy Farmers, do you know the 13 essential nutrients in milk? And by UK Healthcare, the official healthcare provider of the KHSAA and the Sweet 16 tournaments. Gives me an opportunity now to say thanks to our broadcast partners of the UK Healthcare Boys Sweet 16. Cameron Mills was providing the analysis today. Carl Nathie hosted the broadcast, reported from the sidelines. Tom Stevens and Richard Farmer keep us all together here as executive producers and on-site coordinators. And our thanks to Gus Allen for network coordination. The Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network is a production of the Kentucky High School Athletic Association. I'm Dave Baker. Thanks for being with us. The final score again, Campbell County 43, Newport 40. So long from Rupp Arena in Lexington. This is the Morgan & Morgan Sweet 16 Network.